After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip,
"Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?"
But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do.
200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him,
"There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?"
"Make the people sit down."
Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down, in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples,
"Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost."
Therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, for they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said,
"This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world."
Therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. Now when evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into the boat, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. It was already dark, and Jesus had not come to them. Then the sea arose because a great wind was blowing. So when they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and drawing near the boat, and they were afraid.
"It is I. Do not be afraid."
Then they willingly received him into the boat, and immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. On the following day, when the people who were standing on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other boat there, except that one which his disciples had entered, and that Jesus had not entered the boat with his disciples, but his disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they ate bread, after the Lord had given thanks. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they also got into boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him,
"Rabbi, when did you come here?"
"Most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set his seal on him."
"What shall we do that we may work the works of God?"
"This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent."
"What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you?"
"What work will you do?"
"Our fathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat."
"Most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world."
"Lord, give us this bread always."
"I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will by no means cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
The Jews then complained about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven.
Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven?
Jesus therefore answered,
Do not murmur among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught by God. Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God. He has seen the Father. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I shall give for the life of the world.
The Jews therefore quarreled among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever.
These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said,
This is a hard saying. Who can understand it?
When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them,
Does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him.
Therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12,
Do you also want to go away?
But Simon Peter answered him,
Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Did I not choose you, the 12, and one of you is the devil?
He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for it was he who would betray him, being one of the 12.